Morning, Ireland. 13 minutes past seven. No getting back of Crimea. No going into NATO. You can end the war if you want to. Blunt messages from the President of the US to the one from Ukraine ahead of his visit to the White House today, backed by several European leaders to emphasise the importance of any deal agreed with Russia to their security and to try and avoid a repeat of the dressing down Volodymyr Zelensky got the last time he met with Donald Trump in Washington. To recap, over 3 years after he invaded his neighbours, Vladimir Putin was warmly welcomed to the US by Donald Trump on Friday to a summit which produced no ceasefire, no sanctions, no rebuke or any public questions. Russian attacks on Ukraine continued over the weekend. United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff told CNN that during the talks on Friday, the Russian president agreed Ukraine can have NATO-style security guarantees.
We got to an agreement that the United States and other European nations could effectively offer Article 5-like language to cover a security guarantee. So Putin has said that a red flag is NATO admission.
Right.
And so what we were discussing was assuming that that held, assuming that the Ukrainians could agree to that, and could live with that, and everything is going to be about what the Ukrainians can live with. But assuming they could, we were able to win the following concession: that the United States could offer Article 5 like protection, which is one of the real reasons why Ukraine wants to be in NATO. We sort of were able to bypass that and get an agreement that the United States could offer Article 5 protection, which was the first time we had ever heard the Russians agree to that.
That's Steve Witkoff talking to CNN. Let's speak to Sarah Firth, Washington-based journalist. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for talking to us again today.
Good morning.
We'll talk about the plans for today shortly, but tell us more about what Steve Witkoff has been saying. Are the US claiming as success Russian permission to allow them to offer protections to Ukraine?
It seems that Steve Witkoff is indicating that that's what Russia has agreed to, this sort of NATO-lite agreement, if you like, where a sort of similar Article 5 security guarantee could be provided by the United States. It's important that we haven't heard that confirmed from the Kremlin, and that if Russia has agreed to that concession as part of a possible peace agreement, it would be counter to sort of everything we've seen indicated from Vladimir Putin over the last couple of years. You know, the White House, President Trump himself, and the delegation that were there for that Alaska summit have really been pushing this message of progress made. But in truth, we have very little by way of fact about what actually happened at the Alaska summit. You know, and as you said, Gavin, no ceasefire, no sanctions, no rebuke. And now we're in a position where there is a real sense of unease here in the capital ahead of this meeting between President Trump and Zelensky, and of course European leaders who have turned out to stand side by side with Zelensky, because you've had this statement put out on social media from President Trump that Crimea will not be an option, it won't be given back, and that Ukraine, you know, can't have NATO membership. These are all demands that basically echoes of Vladimir Putin's demands. And then you've had Zelensky pushing back on this. You know, he said that it is Russia. He reminded that it's Russia who started this war, and that it will be Russia who has to end the war that they started. And also on the security guarantees that Steve Witkoff is talking about, that's clearly going to be a focus of the meeting happening later today. But Zelensky also, in his statement, in response to those demands that President Trump put out ahead of this meeting, highlighted that in recent history, Ukraine has multiple times been told to trust international guarantees. And those promises were broken to devastating results, as we've seen with the last years of the war.
What is the plan for today? Are EU leaders and other European leaders who are suggesting that they're going to go, are they invited?
Well, details are pretty thin on the ground at the moment. It seems like the delegations between the Ukrainian delegation and President Trump and his team will meet first. Then possibly there'll be other sessions where the European leaders are in the room, and then potentially some breakout sessions as well, where security is discussed in more detail. But the White House has been fairly tight-lipped on the actual details of the day. You know, it was very late in the evening, Sunday evening, that you had President Trump with a sort of flurry of social media activity putting out these pretty stark demands, frankly speaking. I mean, you know, saying at one point that Zelensky can end the war almost immediately. And Gavin, it's just interesting because I sort of reflecting in the wake of the Alaska summit, you know, the weekend's been spent with us reporters digging through the details of the body language and the very few bits of information that we actually had to come out of that joint press conference between Putin and President Trump. And I was going over some of my reporters' diaries, actually, on from the ground at the start of the invasion in 2022. And there were just so many small details, you know, the first few days when the mothers were coming into the bomb shelters with their families, just absolutely terrified. A young girl who was evacuating to Lviv and then across to Poland, who was telling me about the pets that she'd had to leave behind, like really small, really devastating details that I just was reminded of the horror of what's been taking place and what continues to take place for Ukrainians. You know, there's many Ukrainians here in America that I've reported on and spoken to. There's many Ukrainians, of course, in Ireland as well, whose lives have been absolutely completely reshaped by the war. And, you know, so what Russia has already taken from so many people can never, ever be given back. And so this sense that President Trump might be about to ask President Zelensky and Ukraine for even more. It's quite sort of difficult to make sense of. We've gone from President Trump, you know, a week or so ago, threatening sanctions on Russia, to here again, you know, ahead of this very, very important meeting, sort of again echoing Vladimir Putin's lines.
Sarah Firth, Washington-based journalist, thank you for speaking with us again. We'll be talking more about Ukraine later in the program. 7:20 now.